Kilayim Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion 5-7. The Mishnah continues to discuss the issue of intentionality when it comes to kilayim. That is to say, one needs to be purposeful in the planting of kilayim. So the previous Mishnah talked about how if you didn't know what had been planted in your vineyard, the vegetables, then you can't be said to be actively maintaining it, being mekayim it. This Mishnah is focusing not on the kiyum, the maintaining of the kilayim, kilay hakerem, but rather the planting in the first place. So the pasuk says in Devarim, it says lo sizra karmacha kilayim, which means you shall not plant kilayim in your vineyard, which is understood to mean that you have to intentionally, actively, willfully plant that grain or vegetable in your vineyard. But if it happened on an accident, then you wouldn't yet be liable. It would be going back to the mekayim. Once you discover it, then you'd have to, you know, uproot it like the previous Mishnah. And therefore the Mishnah says, Haya over bakerem, if a person was just passing through his vineyard, v'naflu memenu zroim, and he happened to have some seeds that fell out of his pocket, or that whatever the story is, and now of course the seeds ultimately grow, but he didn't plant them on purpose. It was an accident. He was unaware that they got planted. O shiyatsu im hazvalim, or there were seeds in the dung, the fertilizer. You know, the animals ate the wheat, there are little wheat kernels in the animal's stool, and now you fertilize with that stool, and now in the end you'll have wheat growing in your vineyard. So again, you put the wheat there because you planted the wheat, which was embedded inside of the manure, but you didn't do it willfully. Or, oh, im hamayim, same goes if you, you know, you're irrigating your field. So you have like an irrigation canal, and you let the waters in to water your field, and there could be some seeds mixed inside that water. So you, again, actively put those seeds in your vineyard, but you didn't know. And finally, we have a case of intentionally seeding a field, but not paying attention necessarily to where the wind is blowing some of those seeds. Hazareah, if a person is seeding his field, not in a vineyard, he's putting seeds in his field besides his vineyard. Visi'arta ruach l'acharav, but the wind blows, and unbeknownst to him, the seeds blow behind him and into the vineyard. So same kind of thing, where he is doing the action of planting seeds, but the seeds ending up in the vineyard are unbeknownst to him. It's not something he's intentionally doing. In all those cases, mutter. He did nothing wrong. When you eventually find out that there's wheat growing in your vineyard, you'll have to remove it. But until you discover it, so then no problem at all. Si'artu haruach lefanav. On the other hand, if the wind blows the seeds in the direction of the vineyard, let us say he was planting seeds in a field beside the vineyard, and he sees the wind carry those seeds into his vineyard. Now he has to go chase after them, and he has to clean out his vineyard as much as possible. Now, that's all very nice, but the truth of the matter is, it's basically a mission impossible. You can't find little, it's worse than, you know, the needles in a haystack. It's little seeds in a big vineyard. You'll never find them. So you pluck out what you can, and what you don't pluck out, you'll have to keep an eye on the vineyard. Rabbi Akiva Mer, im asavim, if later on you spot grasses, like from the wheat, let's say, so the wheat grass now grows. So you can't just burn that because it's green grass, it won't burn. But yofach, you can till, turn over the grass. And we saw earlier on in the Masechta that being yofach of tilling the land will, and turning over freshly sprouted grass will kill that grass. So that's what you have to do. Vim aviv, if now it's starting to get kernels developing in the wheat stalk, but it's still like soft and mushy and moist. Again, burning won't do, but you know, pets, you can, niputz is, the normal usage of niputz is when you comb wool to take out the knots. That's menapetz. But here the idea is you basically would like brush against or bang the ears of wheat so that the grains fall out and get, you know, you destroy it so it won't ultimately grow. Vim heviu dagan, but if the grains now have grown to the point we have good old-fashioned grain, it's dried out, and it can burn, then to dalek, it has to all be burned. You'll have to burn all of that wheat because it's all asr bahana. Now, notably, the Mishnah doesn't mention, it's clearly saying that the wheat that grows in the vineyard is all asr bahana, it doesn't mention what's with the grape vine and the grapes, but the pasha says there's no difference. Like the previous Mishnayos, the grapes become usher too, just like if you, in the case where the wind blew the seeds into the vineyard and you're aware of it, so now your whole vineyard, if stuff grows there, is all that stuff is asur b'hana. Yeah, that's the pashtus. There are those who disagree, but that's the pashtus.